Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films. Every week we talk about current cinema, the latest trailers, and we pick a new favorite film every single episode.
But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts!
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
You're the best! We're the beautiful! We're the only!
Now, here's your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD.
All right, welcome to the Back in Time podcast. I am Kyle Autry, joined by my co-host, Justin DeSandro. Justin, 2018 is here. How you feeling?
You know, it's miraculous. I might sound as sick as I did on New Year's Eve during our last episode, but I feel miraculous.
It's like you haven't improved at all in 3 days.
Or I feel like I can do a somersault, which I have not done in like 13 years.
I feel like we're
I'm doing the chicken wing dance now.
I feel like we're professional wrestlers because everybody knows we just hit record right after the other one ended.
Are you trying to say that professional wrestling is not real?
Oh, I would never say that. I don't want to get smacked in the face by Ric Flair at the bar, which I heard he did in my hometown and got kicked out.
He got kicked out of your hometown or got kicked out of the bar?
He got kicked out of the bar in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and called the waitress a fat ass bitch.
Okay, was she a fat ass? And was she being a bitch?
She was a little chubby, yep. And she was apparently trying to cut him off. This is before, of course, he spent a couple months in the hospital for his liver going out.
What a fat ass bitch.
I know. You don't do that to the greatest wrestler of all time. How dare you?
I think when Ric Flair calls you a fat ass bitch, your response is, can you put that on my ass and then autograph it?
Also, you need to rethink your life because, you know, it came from Ric Flair. So, Woo! Time to woo!
Oh, you have a much better woo than I do.
Yeah, you don't want to get in the wrestling stuff with me. So, to be the man, you gotta beat the man, brother. Anyway.
Ooh, yeah. Macho man.
That's awesome. So, this is going to be episode 21 in a couple days, but this, of course, is our teaser trailer breakdown. So, assuming we have just a mountain full of new listeners in 2018 because our social media has been blowing up, JD, how would you describe this teaser trailer episode and how this is different from our full episodes?
So I will say like this. The teaser trailer is when we and you and Ric Flair all jump in a boat and we swim off into the middle of the ocean and we watch the trailer on the stars like a couple of crossed lovers.
Well, do we do any tubing?
It's a first date, if you wish.
I like the tube.
Okay, well, I like to have attitude, so I feel like it would be a great 1990s bright green and orange t-shirt that says attitude. Yeah, you like that one.
I'd like to put down a couple shots with the Nature Boy, do some tubing, and then watch the teaser trailer in the stars.
You know what would happen is you'd be on the tube and you'd have your arms laid out. You'd go, woo! Right across the chest.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So, if you're listening to this episode, the next episode is where we really dive deep into Speed. This is going to be more of a sneak peek. We're going to watch the trailer together on YouTube. We're going to break down the box office numbers and the critical response. And then we're going to preview the next episode, which will come out about 2 days after this one. So you should be listening to this probably on Thursday. Or I'm sorry, you'll be listening to this on Wednesday morning, which means the full episode should be out on Friday. So in that breath, let me also mention to give us a subscribe on iTunes or your podcast app. Also, while you're there, rate us 5 stars, leave a review. That helps us grow the podcast. And all of our full episodes, too, are on YouTube. I should mention that as well. And we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Back in Time Pod. Let's jump into the actual trailer here. So pull up your YouTube here. And you're going to type in Speed Original Trailer in parentheses 1994. And we're going to be looking for, it'll be the one that has 37,963 views. It is by Ads and Trailers. So what we'll do is we will hit the play button together and we'll watch this thing in real time here. All right. Are you looking at the same one?
Oh, I am looking at the same one and it is glorious. Okay.
So yours starts with like the 20th Century Fox.
It does. Yeah.
Oh, man. So that means Disney now owns Speed too. Ooh, they could finally make the sequel that we all wanted to really see.
I'm going to go grammar on you. Ooh. You should have said they own Speed as well, because not only do they own Speed 2, but they own Speed. So they own Speed as well. You see that?
I do. I appreciate the grammar police.
Well, you know, you spend $100,000 on an education, you get something.
Don't you shut your big yapper. Okay. I do have some things next episode for Shut Your Big Yapper. I'm ready. Okay, so let's do 3, 2, 1, play, and we'll begin here. So, 3, 2, 1, click.
All right, pop quiz. Airport. Gunman with one hostage. He's using her for cover. He's almost to a plane. You're 100 feet away.
What do you think? Shoot the hostage.
What?
Go for the good wound and he can't get to the plane with her. Clear shot.
You're deeply nuts, you know that.
All right, gentlemen, what we have here are 13 passengers in an express elevator. Bomb's already taken out cable. Bomber wants $3 million or he blows the emergency brakes.
Anything else that'll keep this elevator from falling?
The basement. He can strike anywhere. At any time.
Will Mr. Guest please sign in?
Why are they messing with me? Do they think I'm doing this for fun?
For L.A. cop Jack Travon.
Tell me again, Harry, why did I take this job?
Oh, come on, 30 more years of this, you get a tiny pension and a cheap gold watch.
Cool.
The game began.
Very exciting, Jack. Some close calls, huh?
When someone put the city of Los Angeles to the ultimate test.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
There's a bomb on a bus. Once the bus goes 50 miles an hour, the bomb is armed. If it drops below 50, it blows up. What do you do? What do you do?
No.
Are you insured?
Yeah, why?
He's the only solution.
We just got a ransom demand from the terrorist. Says he's rigged the city bus. Where's Jack?
Where do you think?
Trigger aimed at your head. What do you do? What do you do?
Speed. Get ready for rush hour.
All right, JD, what'd you think?
Pop quiz. How many times did you say pop quiz during recess as a child?
Probably a lot around that time, I have to imagine. But, oh my gosh, was that not the best trailer? I think that's the best one we've seen yet on our teaser trailers. That might be my favorite.
I want to watch it again. Like, I'm shivering. Like, I can't believe this movie exists. Like, it's... so good!
Yeah, I in all seriousness, though, I mean, I think this trailer is awesome. It does a good job of building the tempo and getting you to kind of buy into what this storyline is. And the 90s voiceover guys are just so awesome. Keanu Reeves, Dennis Hopper, Sandra Bullock, in a speed chase. I don't know. That's all I
can. And Toon Man. So excited to talk about Toon Man.
Oh, you're way too excited about Toon Man.
Toon Man was great.
Yeah, he was good. So I guess just from seeing this, I mean, I don't remember ever seeing the trailer. I probably did though. I think I remember seeing this movie in theaters, or at least from Blockbuster when it came out. What was your first impression of seeing Jack Traven and Annie, Sandra Bullock's character? We got Jeff Daniels in here. We've got Dennis Hopper. What are you looking forward to seeing most in the actual full review?
Well, first of all, Sandra Bullock, thumbs up. I fell in love with her during this movie. Like,
I'm going to give you a thumbs in the middle. I'm not such a big fan.
Really, I think she's got that kind of classic beauty that's lasted throughout the years. Like, to me, she's a good-looking Elaine Bennis from Seinfeld.
Okay.
And I think Julia Louis-Dreyfus is a very attractive woman.
Ooh,
Sandra Bullock's she's got it.
Debatable.
Oh, man. you like Kat Dennings.
Oh, yeah, I love Kat Dennings.
Yeah, so do I.
And Christina Hendricks and Jennifer Love Hewitt. What do you think they all have in common? Weird.
Interesting.
There's been some stuff that I thought she was good looking in, but I'm just not the biggest Sandra Bullock fan. I don't know.
Again, I think she has a very classic beauty. I don't think she's not a porn star. She's not model. She's not Jennifer Love Hewitt. She's got a very classic beauty to her. She would do so well in the 90s as she does now, as she would have done in 1950.
Okay. What comes to mind when you see Dennis Hopper? Like, right away, what's your first impression of him?
Well, I'm jaded because my first impression of him, you're looking at it, Speed.
Okay.
So I'm instantly taken back to him just being such a villainous piece of crap missing a finger.
Why is my first impression of him King Koopa? Gosh, dang it. That movie was so bad, too.
I beg to differ.
You like Super Mario Brothers? Oh, man. Whew, I'm going to have to...
All right, audience. Let's do this. Let's put a poll on Twitter. And if we can get over 50% fan support, we will review Super Mario Brothers. If it's under 50%, so just yes or no.
Okay.
Do you want us to do it? Do you want us to not do it? Let's let the audience decide. Are you a Justin?
Yeah.
Are you a Kyle?
So that'll be up at Back in Time Pod on Twitter as soon as this goes up on Wednesday, and we'll run that through the weekend. So get your votes in, and just a simple yes or no on do you want us to cover Super Mario Brothers from 1993, the absolute disaster of a movie. We have a lot
starring Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo and Dennis Hopper in that one chick.
I have no idea who she is either.
What's her name? It doesn't matter. John Leguizamo.
Yeah, Bob. Oh, just Bob Hoskins' accent in this movie. And oh, there's just, this might actually be fun. I'm almost kind of getting on board with it. I don't know.
Did you have the action figures? I had the action figures.
Could you even imagine the poster that I could make with this?
Okay, you're going to make yourself Luigi, aren't you? Damn it.
I'm always the... No, I'd probably be Mario.
Everybody always wants to be Luigi, including me. Can I be Luigi?
Can I shave off all my facial hair and just leave a mustache and be Mario?
Yes, please.
Okay. Awesome. Let's talk about the box office numbers here. So, this movie comes out, give a little brief rundown here. So, this movie comes out June 10th, 1994, so it's a summer box office movie. The budget for the movie is $30 million, so pretty modest. I mean, this is not a giant budget movie, even though it's in the 90s. Obviously, with inflation, that's probably like more like 50, 60 million these days. Before we kind of jump into the actual numbers, how do you think Speed fared at the box office that summer?
So I'm of two minds to answer that because I did not see this in theaters. Okay. I did not. I saw it from Blockbuster Video and loved it.
Yep.
But again, what, 1994? So what, we were 8, 9 years old?
Right.
So, I mean, we had no business being in theaters watching Speed. So I want to say that this came out. My prediction is this was a smash hit right out the gate.
Okay. All right. Awesome. So we'll cover all the numbers here. So first weekend, June 10th through the 12th, the weekend gross was $14,456.
Ouch. Really?
Yep. Really. Second week at the box office, they stayed pretty steady. So another $12.9 million in week number two. I should also mention they were number one at the box office on the 10th. The third week stayed steady once again, $12.4 million. And the fourth week, another good week, $11.2 million. So the 10-day gross was $35.6 million. The four-week gross was over $73 million, which is double the budget.
Movies just perform differently now than they did then. Like, now it's just, you throw the fish in the pan and it fries. Back right. then, it was sort of like you're cooking some Hanukkah kugel.
I have to account this. I think this is schoolyard effect.
A thing. Copyright pending.
That's got to be a t-shirt. So this movie spent 11 weeks at the box office, and the total domestic gross ended up being $121,248,145. Foreign, $229,200,000 at the foreign box office, bringing the worldwide total to $350,448,145. Not bad on a $30 million budget. So that's, you know, that's like 100 times the budget, right?
I don't do math well.
That is, well, it's definitely not 100. I guess I'm an idiot. So that's 10 times the budget. Actually 11. So, whew. Hey, it's a good thing we're not having a podcast on mathematics, huh?
Yeah, because that would be stupid and boring and dumb.
I gotta sneeze. Hold on.
Dude, that was the gayest sneeze ever.
It hasn't come out yet. That's why.
That's what she said. That's what she said.
All right. It's not coming yet. I'm going to hold it.
That's what she said.
Gosh dang it.
That's also what she said.
It just won't come out.
That's what he said.
Oh, okay. Dang
because it. Of gay.
Yeah, right. On the account of being gay. Gosh. Okay.
So, I just have this vapor rub just stuffed up my nose right now.
Hey, what the hell is a? What exactly is a vapor rub?
Vicks vapor rub. It's like you rub it on you and it.
Hey, how do you spell vapor?
No, vapor. V A P O.
Oh, it sounds like you're saying vapor. I'm like, what kind of rub are you on? And that's what she said.
I got vapor rub from Toon Man on the corner, man.
So let's talk about. It sounds like you're doing a line of coke.
I know, that's why I'm trying to preface it by saying I'm clearing my sinuses. I'm not doing cocaine.
Okay, so let's talk about what was in box office on June 10th. This is 10 days before my birthday, so I would have been 8 year, actually, 8 going on 9. So happy birthday to me back in time, because we're in a DeLorean. Speed is number one at the box office that week. Number two, The Flintstones. Were you a fan of Flintstones?
Was this the first Flintstones?
Yes, that's the first one that came out. It was actually a pretty big success. And one more point, I still have all the glasses from McDonald's that came out of the movie. How cool is that?
So that was with John Goodman and Rick Moranis, correct? Yep.
And Rosie O'Donnell, Halle Berry.
Yeah, I do.
Number three at the box office, City Slickers 2, The Legend of Curly's
Gold.
Yeah. This is
a movie. Saw that motherfucker in theaters.
This is a movie I definitely remember seeing on video. I don't think I saw it in theaters, but I have good memories of this movie. I remember this being really fun.
I thought both City Slickers movies were great.
Yeah, good for Billy Crystal. Number four, Maverick. Number five.
More like Maverick.
I swear to God, I have to sneeze so bad, but it won't come out.
I'm sorry. I'm going to stop interrupting you and let you do your shtick.
My eyes are squinted right now because it's like on the cusp of coming out, but it won't.
This so you could say you're turning Japanese, turning Japanese, turning Japanese?
Oh, let's go on with the list, guy. Ooh. I don't know what that came out Indian, though.
Yeah, I don't know. That was a Sinha.
Oh, shut it. Oh, yeah. It's not. Yeah, I don't know. Number four, Maverick. Number five, Renaissance Man. Number six, Beverly Hills Cop Part 3, The Return of Old Judge Reinhold. Love it. Number seven, The Cowboy Way. Never seen it. Number eight, When a Man Loves a Woman. Now, they could remake this one today and just call it When a Man Loves a Man.
That's called Brokeback Mountain, and it actually performed quite well in theaters.
Yeah, like I said, I think they could do well with that. Number nine, The Crow. That was in week five. And number 10, Four Weddings and a Funeral. I don't remember that movie, but it looks like it did pretty well. Any thoughts on this top 10 list here?
It's an interesting week of movies. Again, City Slickers was obviously, to me, a winner.
Yeah.
Speed, obviously, is such a great popcorn summer movie. What was number one again?
Speed was number one. Number two
was... I think Speed was number two.
Nope. Number two was Flintstones.
Flintstones. And then, obviously, anytime Rick Moranis gets to peek his head into the beak list, it's a win.
Yeah. Yep. I'm also a big fan of Beverly Hills Cop. Do you like those movies?
I do, and I have not seen them in some time, and I know they've been circling the newest one for a while.
Yeah.
So I really hope they get their stuff together and make that movie with Judge.
Yeah, if they bring back Eddie but not Judge, I'm out. It's a no for me, dog. That's the top 10 list. Okay, so let's jump into some critic response, and we'll close out the episode here. So as we usually do, we will try to have you, Justin, guess the critic response and the audience response based off of the Rotten Tomatoes website. So, again, this is a summer box office movie. It's an action film. To me, action films don't typically score really well, but how do you think the critics responded to Speed?
I feel like the critics... You know what? I'm going to go against my normal assumption, and I'm going to go against... I want to say I feel like the critics ate this movie up.
Okay.
But I want to say I feel like the critics respected and appreciated what this movie did. So I'm going to say I'm going to give them a 79%.
Okay. Great. And how about the audience?
I want to, but again, I'm going against my normal intuition here. So if I'm wrong, everybody know I'm technically still right. I feel like the audience probably can't get over Keanu Reeves because he's still this post Bill and Ted. He's pre Neo. He's still trying to find his place in his acting career. So I feel like his hamminess is probably hammered. So I want to say 70%.
Okay.
Because again, I think this movie's underrated. So.
Okay. Great. So the critic response was actually a certified fresh 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. And the audience score was only 76.
Okay, so
pretty much
I'll take that. Like my intuition was in the ballpark.
Yeah.
93, that is massive.
That's really good. And I found a couple of good reviews I wanted to bring up. This first one is by Peter Travers over at Rolling Stone magazine. And he wrote, films like Speed belong to the genre I call bruised forearm movies because you're always grabbing the arm of the person sitting next to you. Very true. Done wrong, they seem like tired replays of old chase cliches. Done well, they're fun. Done as well as speed, they generate a kind of manic exhilaration. So I have to agree with that. I think that one's pretty much spot on there. And then the second review, we'll give it to our old buddy.
Our boy.
Roger Ebert said, and he gave it a 4 out of 4, which he does not do often. We've seen this done before, but seldom so well, or at such a high pitch of energy. And there's a full review on there I'm not going to read, but yeah, he put it over as a very, very well done movie, which I agree.
I totally agree. I'm surprised that it was received that way.
I only saw a couple bad reviews on here, and really none of them are from like very credible posts. The only one I saw was from the Washington Post, which don't even get me started on those jackoffs. But the one guy said the plot becomes overextended as Reeves and Hopper wage their endless public transportation battle. Even the hardest die-harders will consider leaping off way before the final stop.
Asshole, that's, you're an asshole.
Yeah, I couldn't disagree more. The only way you could possibly review it that way is if you watched it in 2018. And then you might be like, I've seen this before. But in 1994, you got to be kidding me.
This Name is- one comparable movie, and if you dare say Speed 2 Cruise Control, I will jump through this phone. I will shove my foot down your throat.
The only thing I can think of that would be comparable as far as like the action and speed would be like a Fast and Furious.
Okay, I think that's a fair comparison. Fine, yeah. You win. You do not get my foot down your throat.
Now, I can't imagine we're going to ever get into Speed 2 because it's so bad. I don't know if you remember that movie or even watched it, but would you like to take a crack at what the Rotten Tomato score is for Speed 2?
I want to say the audience gave it a 32% and the critics gave it a 12%.
Okay. The audience score was 16. And, the critic response was 3.
I need to stop being so generous.
I know. And the same people that love Speed 3 years earlier were the same people that absolutely hated it as it was done the second time. So I'm trying to find Robert Ebert's quote on here so I can see how much he crapped all over this one. Oh my God, he put it over. He gave it a 3 out of 4. Holy crap. He wrote, movies like this embrace goofiness with an almost sensual pleasure. And so, on a warm summer evening, do I. He liked the first one that much that he even liked the second one. But they took Keanu Reeves out and replaced it with freaking Jason Patrick from Lost Boys. Whoa, man. Not cool. Maybe we'll do that pull topic at some point, but let's close the episode. We've got the full review coming out. We have a poll up on Twitter right now. Head to the Twitter. Type in @BackInTimePod on your phone and go to our poll topic and vote. Thumbs up or thumbs down, should we review Super Mario Brothers from 1993? Let us know. JD is for it. I'm pretty much against it. I can't imagine trying to watch it again, but I will do it if that's what you guys want to hear. So let us know. That's going to go from Wednesday all the way until the end of Sunday. And then also, the full episode will come out on Friday. Subscribe to us on iTunes, and we'll be back in a couple days. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you then.
Whoa.